The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. A professor who does not teach at the University of Detroit Mercy, Professor Dave Chow.
Mercifully so, and thankful to be here, as always.
Excellent. Thanks for bringing the Better Made chips.
As we all get salted out and try not to talk on the air with them, that's all.
85 years and they still give tours of the plant, still making chips, going strong.
It is.
Better made potato Wonderful. Chips. So. Pretty much every major metropolitan area has like a potato chip, don't they? What are the chips in Cleveland? Come on.
Growing up in Maryland, it was Utz.
Okay, Utz,
that
yeah,
was the
East
local
Coast.
Chip in Maryland.
Sure, that makes sense.
For me, it was Humpty Dumpty.
Isn't hers like a Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, where's Beth when you need her?
Yeah, where's Beth? Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually talking about Medicine Hat.
Yeah, in Canada, yeah.
Okay.
Humpty
okay.
Dumpty and Hostess.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Huh. The ketchup ones. Dill pickle.
Oh, wow. Mm. You had quite a variety.
Yeah, we were.
I'm just talking about rainbow chips and regular chips. Professor Dan Maggio is also here.
I'm trying to remember the local company from Erie.
From Erie. It might have been Utz, right?
No, I can picture the...
Like Ray's?
No, it'll come to me before the end of the show.
Okay.
But I'm grateful to be here. Thanks for asking.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just know that you like potato chips like the rest of us do.
I do.
He's cursing my name because I brought them.
Don't buy them.
You really don't buy them?
I don't like to buy them because I will eat them.
Oh, I see.
And because I like chips. And I like chips with dip, especially. Mm. But you know what I like even more? Pretzels with like Schuller's cheese dip.
Oh,
so if we bring that next time, you're going to really hate me then?
It'll be gone.
Oh. Done.
Excellent. Done. Exactly. Across the table from me, Professor Kendra Evans is here.
Hello. Happy to be here. I am aware of no chips from my homeland, Bowling Green, Kentucky. However.
Seriously?
I cannot think of any. It's not for sure that they're not there, but they have Corvettes made there, all Corvettes,
okay.
And Fruit of the Loom underwear is based there. Very important.
Right.
Claim to fame. And bourbon's from Kentucky, that's all.
Well, that's for sure.
The most important.
Why did I get something in Reddit this morning that said, prepare for the inevitable U.S. bourbon shortage?
What?
There's some sort of wood that's used for the barrels that's going out of style or something's happening. There's going to be a bourbon shortage.
All of Kentucky will
is
shut
Is it going
down.
To be whiskey shortage too? Or
Will
just...
there be an underwear shortage? Will there be a Corvette shortage? If so, we know what city to blame.
We'd probably be okay without Corvettes, but underwear is good.
Hey, that's what newspaper's good for, okay?
I think you just came up with another design project for your students.
No, I'm just coming up with Stephanie Street cred, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Working on that.
You can always wash your underwear, though.
Someone needs to do research on the bourbon shortage. That's all I know. We have a special guest panelist with us here today. Professor Jacob Kagi is here from biology. Glad to have you, Jacob.
Hi. Happy to be here. And I should say that the best flavor of Utz was the Old Bay seasoning, and that's how you know they're from Maryland.
Oh, that's
Old
Maryland.
Bay,
sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Very
Old
delicious.
Bay and crabs. That sounds about right. That's every time I go visit the ACS in Washington, D.C., they're always like, let's actually go to Maryland and get some crabs.
We have Old Bay seasoning in the cupboard. It stinks.
Oh.
Delicious on French
fries. He's like, I'm going to use this for cooking.
What does he put it on? What does he put it on?
He tried to make shrimp with it.
You can put it on.
It smelled
chicken,
like dirty
though.
Socks mm-hmm. and yeah.
chicken, fish, nope. French fries.
It might have been sitting there a while.
It may have been.
Those, of course, being the dulcet tones of Professor Stephanie Conant, rumors of which about her as a professor remain to be developed.
Right. We're trying to start a good one.
Got
to
start
that I will support.
A good one.
Happy Friday 13th.
Yes. Thank you very much. In Greece, they fear Tuesday the 17th,
really?
My students told me today. I'm like,
I learned the other day that any month that starts with a Sunday will have a Friday the 13th.
That makes sense.
That makes
We've
sense
had a
when
couple
you think about
of
it.
Them. Yep. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can tweet at us using the handle @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter. And by the way, if you do that, you will be the first person ever to do that. You can also find us on Facebook.
Challenge.
Challenge. Oh, yeah. Tweeting challenge. Here we go. It's difficult to do a whole question and correct response in 140 characters, but if anybody could do it, our listening audience could. Dear professors, It's been a while since I submitted questions to the show. I just haven't found any subjects which were inspiring enough to draft. Then I saw your website offering free mugs. Well, that got me to whip together a list of questions quickly. Having listened to many of the shows, I don't think you've ever been quizzed on vocab, so I crafted the attached list of vocabulary words to make things interesting. A few questions concern the specialities, to talk like Obi-Wan Kenobi, professors who appear on your show. In other words, a few of the words tangentially involve religion, philosophy, science, and communications. Isn't it great that only one of those things is represented here?
Where's Jim?
Where's Jason?
Yeah, where's...
Is this going to be like Balderdash, where we just make up the definition?
It could be. It could very well be.
See who votes on it? Okay.
Your job is to provide a correct definition for each word stated. I got all the definitions from online dictionaries. After all, no one uses real dictionaries anymore, do they?
I beg your pardon?
10 questions attached. Passing score is 80%. Sincerely, Alan Ira of Woodland Hills, California. Thanks, Alan, for sending these in. The first word is apophenia.
We allowed to ask questions like in spelling bee?
Sure.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Sorry, that was great. You almost got me to do it. All I can tell you is that he actually included individual citations for each one. This is from definitions.net.
Okay. Say it one more time.
Apophenia, P-H, A-P-O-P-H-E-N-I-A. Apophenia, sounds pretty Greek.
One of the Greek goddesses?
Oh. No. Well,
something I could order at Hella's.
Let's say the suffix is the opposite of phobia. So what do you think of phenia is?
Oh, yeah.
The love of...
Love of apples?
Something A-P-O that, or A-P-A?
A-P-O. Mm-hmm. A-P-O-P-H. Apophenia.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Did we ever see the TV show Numbers? Anybody ever watch that?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You might describe... the one gentleman as having or displaying apophenia.
He likes numbers?
No.
The love of?
Love of death? Money?
Nope.
Order?
Cash? Math?
Death, money,
secrets?
Cash.
Love? Thing apoptosis for root words.
Process?
Apophenia describes an experience of seeing meaningful patterns or connections in the random or the meaningless. Okay. So...
Nitpicker.
Is that a reasonable word to use for that show, Stephanie? You claimed you watched it. So.
I guess. I've only seen it a couple times, but I guess so.
How about eschatological? E-S-C-H-A-T-O, logical. Eschatological. It is a branch of theology. Where is Professor Tubbs?
Yeah, where's Tubbs? Right.
Where are you, when you need him? Eschatological.
Study atheists?
Nope, it's not studying atheists, but it's going to be something religious. You got that right.
Thanks.
That's a start.
You're halfway there.
This one's tough.
Is it have to do with
sex?
Like processes or
S-E-C-T-S?
No, not about sex.
Sexting?
Nope. Absolutely not. Let's see.
Is it the study of something?
It's the study of something. Mm-hmm. How about if I said December 12th, 2012?
The study of the...
Dates that have ended the same numbers.
The placing of the...
Is another pattern? Number pattern? 12-12-12?
I'm surprised you guys didn't jump on that. Do you remember that something was supposed to happen on 12-12?
Oh, the end of the world.
Oh, the Mayan thing.
Yeah. It's the end of the world is what it's the study of. The final events of humankind.
The eternal optimist.
Exactly. I'm giving you guys full credit.
Okay, sure. We'll take it.
I think you guys know this one, or at least one of you will know. Dystopia.
Oh.
That's,
Come on, Dan.
It's on the tip of your tongue. Describe it. It's a state of the world.
It is a state of the world.
It's
euphoria.
Come on, guys. Ladies.
The opposite of dystopia is utopia.
Utopia. So
right.
It's
so the destruction
disenfranchised, chaotic, zombie-like.
Yeah. Dehumanized and fear. Okay. You know, full
kind of
fear.
Kind of like a pessimism.
The opposite of utopia.
I can imagine it. I just obviously can't describe it.
Right.
Now define dystopian teenage novel. No, I'm just kidding. I already know how to define that.
Right.
What's irredentism? I-R-R-E-D. Irredentism.
The reflection of light?
Color, chroma, glowing.
I'm glad you started thinking that way, because I actually went to the dent, and I'm like, oh, there's got to be something in here about teeth or biting.
But iridescent is what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
Irredentism. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, is this one of those things where you pull your car into the Kroger parking lot and you stay away from shopping carts? What?
The closest thing that I could do for a clue would be there are many claims made on both sides of what's going on right now in Crimea that might fit into this category. But that's the best I got.
Hostile takeover?
Complex. I mean, close, you know? Any position of a state advocating annexation of territories administered by another state on the grounds of common ethnicity. So
we were so close.
Shoving people off. Yeah,
it was just a matter of time.
We were going to get there any minute.
I'm going to give you half credit.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
For what?
But thank, a hostile takeover?
Thank you for the half credit.
How about defenestration?
No. I've heard this. It's not sweating. Oh, no, throwing something out a window.
Throwing someone out the window.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
That's right.
It is?
You jumped right on that one.
Did you get that?
Yes.
I was thinking.
You ready for this? I learned that crossword clue.
The hard way?
I checked next week. What's that mean?
Seriously? I do crossword puzzles. I've never seen that one, but I'm ready for it.
Defenestration. Yes.
Huh.
Merriam-Webster.com.
Jump in anytime, Jacob.
I think there was a mic issue. We're good now.
Don't be shy.
How about we go to the science side and we attempt to define the word entropy?
The move to chaos?
Disorder?
Disorder is a good way of putting it. Energy of a system not available for work.
Okay.
Sure.
How about reify? R-E-I-F-Y. Reify. I've never heard that word before.
Is this a scientific word?
Yeah, no, this isn't scientific. Oh. This is philosophical.
Reify.
Where's Beth
do
when
again.
We need her?
I know.
Repeat.
To value something?
You're kind of going in the... You're really good, like in an SAT style. Like you're getting close to the area where you might
you
be able to take
choices,
a bus to the meaning.
I could totally... A, B, C, or D, you would definitely get it.
I would...
I was thinking vilify. So what's the opposite of vilify?
Mm.
That's what the...
Well, it's to do something to something if it ends in IFY, right? So
to
you're
honor?
Doing something.
To do it again, though, right?
Nope.
To study?
To reify.
That's what I said. Repeat, repeat.
To change the interest rate on your mortgage.
Again.
No, it's to regard something that is known to be abstract as a concrete item. So love is this newspaper or something like that. Never heard that word before.
I think
I
got it right.
That thing left footprints on my forehead as it went over my head. So,
everybody in the room should know what the definition to this word is.
Uh-oh.
Invigilation, as in the word vigil in the middle, I-N, vigilation.
Look.
Invigilation.
Look deeper?
You're looking. You're definitely looking at something.
Oh, no.
Students, you're watching
this
students
is a family show.
Do what? Something. Huh? You're watching students do something.
Sleep?
Study.
Take exams. You're watching them take exams in an attempt to think the word vigilant, vigil.
To see if they're cheating.
Right, to see if they're cheating. Right, so you actually have a word to describe that extremely complex process.
Really? And, that's it? Like, so when we're...
Oh, man, I can't believe that we have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in a Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Did he give you a discount or a freebie?
No, but he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Our next set of questions comes from Kathra. Now, this is Ledesma. Is it Leedsma? Or Ledesma?
Is
I don't
it
know.
From Grand,
Grand
Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. Anyway. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJ changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. But the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
He even from the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, this is our worst.
Since
worrying.
I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll do something.
We'll find something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
Yes, I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you on the
show.
How
nice that somebody actually cares about
us. That's wonderful.
And we are back with some definitely stumpitude questions here from Alan Ira of Woodland Hills, California. We got a couple more to go, and my extremely generous grading scale, which I'm known for, by the way, on campus, got us all at an A+ right now. But I don't know if we're going to be able to beat that or not and get the A++. How about we do what I'm assuming that Alan sent us as a little bit of a joke, dysphasia, D-Y-S-P-H-A-S-I-A.
Coming and going.
Something with speech.
Oh. Mm-hmm, that's right. Absolutely it is.
So it's
Slurred speech?
Not slurred speech.
Silence?
Is that where you think one thing but you say another?
You know, you're really, really close. I think it's an in-joke, and it's a good one.
I don't know what I just said.
Difficulty understanding language, like us right now.
Okay.
So, yeah. Difficulty understanding language.
No, I think if you have traumatic brain injury, you can have dysphagia.
Oh,
yes, that's right.
You damage the part of the brain that integrates what the word actually
is. I'm thinking of, there's an episode of House.
Oh.
Where it's the newspaper editor, he falls down and hits his head. And I think that's the word that they use. He would think, but what would come out would be complete gibberish.
Oh, so it's kind of
the whole show is finding out a pattern, trying to interpret what
makes
he
sense
was,
to me. He's doing. One last one, if you can believe it, we've only gone through 10 questions.
Only.
It would be one, I believe, that Professor Tubbs would be able to figure out, but you probably heard it before. Syncretism. S-Y-N-C-R-E-T. ISM, syncretism. So sin means same, right?
Mm-hmm. Creedism, Cretan.
Belief in the same deity kind of thing.
I'm going to give it to you. A combination of lots of different kinds of belief and practice. So yeah, that's what it says here. It says also, definition two, the fusion of two or more originally different inflectional forms. So
yeah,
people
that's what I meant.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
I nailed it.
Well done,
right.
Professors. Well done.
Like, we both believe in these chips.
Yeah. Well, like Dan believes in the donuts.
Hello, professors. Hope the new year is going well. Here in Southern California, we began 2015 with a cold snap. Inland highs in January 1st in L.A. and Orange County reached 50 degrees, with lows in the lower 30s, with temperatures in the local mountains and deserts dropping to below the freezing point. Now, that is a California cold snap. On with the questions. These are titled... So you think you know dance.
Oh, criminy.
A mix of multiple choice, straight Q&A, and true or false questions concerning the art of tripping the light. Fantastic. Get at least 75 of the questions right, you pass. 60 or more correct, you'll sort of pass. Less than 60%, I'll think of another subject for next time.
We haven't gotten less than 60% since 1960.
That's Mike Morris of Brea, California.
All right.
Okay. Chug, railroad, falling off the log. What are these terms used to describe in terms of style of dance?
Drunken dances.
Scottish games.
Chug. You're just so far off.
Chug. What is it again?
Chug, railroad, falling off the log.
Are those like the 19...
It's tap.
I was just going to give a Great Simpsons reference to get you there, but you got there anyway.
Nice.
No worries.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Welcome to the show.
No, he said it was really far off.
You know
what? I was trying to think, what was the furthest from Scott?
We're going to start a rumor. We're going to say, I hear Professor is a tap dancer.
Right.
They've seen me walk.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. He was the junior national champion.
This is before the accident.
Yes.
Incredible. Which of these Wild West outlaws was the unlikely subject of a ballet choreographed by Eugene Loring? Was it Bell Star, Billy the Kid, Jesse James, Butch Cassidy?
There's a song called The Ballad of Billy the Kid, right?
There is Billy the Kid, the thing, but Copeland wrote the music for it. But I don't know who. Did you say choreographed by?
It's a ballet choreographed by Eugene Loring.
Well, let's go with Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid is correct. All right. Very
nice.
Well done.
Way to go.
Very, very well done, professors. True or false?
True. I'll take a chance.
The International Olympic Committee has recognized competitive ballroom dancing.
No. Please, false. No.
I think true.
Oh, it's true.
God. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Despite this recognition, it is not a medal-bearing event.
Oh, thank God.
Although there is a parenthetical, gymnastics, floor exercises,
there
and
is.
Ice dancing come really close.
Right.
I have to agree with that.
Yes, I think
I
so.
I agree with that.
And my they wife. Get rid of things like softball and things like that, too.
Oh, well. But my wife can't live without ice dancing, and I can live without ice dancing.
Is she a fan of the locals? There's a couple local teams, no?
Yeah.
Always out of Ann Arbor, right?
No, yeah. DSC.
Canton?
Canton.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I apologize. I just noticed going down the list of questions that my printer cut off everything after the next one. So we'll get back to the rest next time. But we'll take number four. By the way, we're smoking these questions. What article of dance apparel gets its name from the French baby talk for the word butt?
The bloomer thingies they wear. What
bloomers?
Are they called?
What, the pantaloons? What
are those little shorts?
I thought you guys were going to jump all
tutu?
Over this one. It's a tutu.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
A tutu.
Thank God, you're here.
Which made its debut in 1832, and I don't know how exactly this is metriced, but was an immediate success.
Sure. You do know you're solidifying the rumors right about now.
Right.
Yeah. Your dance
happy,
career.
Happy to do so.
Your dance career before the accident. Now we got to come up with a good accident for you. That's
I don't like
all.
To talk about
oh
it.
We're
going
to Photoshop some old photos.
My name is Zahid Muhammad, and I am from Professor Roach's CST 2110. Enclosed is a document containing 20 questions with the answers and a works cited page. Well, you've done your work. No plagiarism here.
Is it in APA style?
We're going to find out. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's fine. It is from Listverse. 10 Curious Questions and Answers, and Table Quiz Central, 50 General Knowledge Questions from February 2014. Okay, let's see. If a smoker goes into a coma for long enough, do they wake up without a craving to smoke?
Yes.
Okay, let's solve this mathematically, okay?
How long?
How long would it take for someone to be in a coma before they did not wake up with a craving to smoke?
6 weeks.
I'm going to either say 7 weeks or 7 months.
So, you guys are a little long, according to facts on this sheet.
Yeah, how long does
Two
nicotine
weeks.
Stay in the system?
In, 3 days. 3 to 4 days? Not that short.
I mean, you're on the right order of magnitude now. It says it takes 8 days
eight
for
days.
Nicotine to be completely metabolized through the bloodstream, taking with it physical craving. If a person is in a coma longer, they would not have cravings for nicotine when they wake up, but they may still feel the effects of the habitual nature of smoking. Weird.
That's what I was thinking.
Really
I'm like,
weird.
Yeah, but people always have to struggle with that for the rest of their lives.
But is it an oral fixation?
Sometimes they do. Some
but
people, like if they see a cigarette, they're like, I have to have that.
I think I'm past that.
But not chips.
But not chips.
You quit, Dan. You
yeah,
quit.
It's five.
We're gonna keep coming back to the chips.
It'll be 6 years. It was six
Good
years
work.
In January.
Congratulations.
But there's a 7-7-7 milestone, 7 weeks, 7 months, seven
right.
years.
Yep.
So
how long were you in a coma?
That was on a soap opera. Did you see
right.
me?
You're not really you, you're
no,
your
I'm not really
dead
me.
Twin brother.
This is actually a dream.
We've jumped the shark. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just again, as always, thinking of Simpsons. Like you're reading the script wrong. Blue pages are coma fantasies. The next question we have is one that actually I've wondered about because I got one of those cool Alton Brown digital thermometers.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What is the temperature at the tip of a burning cigarette in degrees Celsius?
I would say 90.
No, it's got to be hotter.
No, higher than that. It's higher than
Okay, because I think it takes 800 for ignition Fahrenheit, right?
800 Fahrenheit.
You're not saying it's 800 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, but that's for ignition.
So how about like 250 degrees Fahrenheit, 300? Because it'll burn your skin. So
yes, it definitely
that's
will.
Maybe 350?
375.
So how about 200?
Sold.
Well, you guys keep applying it in Fahrenheit, and I asked for Celsius.
Oh. I said 200.
You know what it says here? It's 700 degrees Celsius.
That's a lot.
1,300 degrees Fahrenheit.
No
that's
way.
What it says here.
Wow.
Really?
What?
I'm afraid
to even ask what's in a cigarette that causes it to burn that hot, because the tobacco doesn't burn that hot.
Tobacco can't really burn that hot, can it?
Is it all the chemicals that
are It's all the other chemicals.
It's the kerosene. And
I find that really hard to believe.
Aren't you glad you quit?
I am. I can't tell you how glad I am.
You had no idea how hot you were before.
It was just saucy.
Just a party. Like,
well, thanks.
He's just saucy.
When will the world end?
Let's ask
December 12th.
That.
December 12th. 12/12/12.
Do we have to ask the end? What's the word? The end.
Yeah.
Reify?
Oh, I can't remember what was that.
Oh, no.
The term of it. No, the end. No.
Not defenestration.
Oh, eschatological.
Eschatological people. Mm-hmm. When will the
world
end?
When will the world end? When will Earl end? I have no idea what I'm saying.
When's the new date? Don't they keep moving it back every time it doesn't
this
happen?
Is pretty much 6 months ahead of all these.
What culture talking about?
Yeah.
2016?
What under what circumstances will the Earth cease to sustain life?
When the sun goes out?
Which is how many years from now?
A few.
I don't know.
Over 4.
10 billion.
Yeah. Yes. It is over 4. You're
over
right.
4 years?
Sold.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to add a few zeros.
Yeah, sure.
4.4 billion years from now. 4.4
billion.
And either will leave us a lifeless crisp or will envelop us in a giant explosion.
We get like 30 minutes, though, right?
What's
like,
the precision on that?
Because as the old rays are still coming towards Earth, so we can lift that up.
Go?
Yeah.
Boy, I better pack.
Oh. I don't know who put these questions together. If you fell out of a spaceship and held your breath, how long would it take you to die?
Wouldn't your head explode?
No.
You would freeze. Wouldn't you freeze to death?
No, do you remember that one guy that did it? Felix Humberger? Do you remember?
Okay, let me rephrase the question. How long would it take you to asphyxiate?
Oh, well... 2.5 minutes.
No, it's a longer fall than that.
No, it's just asphyxiate.
Oh, okay.
But you would be floating in space.
Right.
No, gravity still affects.
So how... Doesn't it depend?
You're worse than the students, like, going everywhere around the actual correct response.
7 minutes.
You know, it says here it's 15 seconds. You pass out, and then very soon after, you're dead.
But what if you...
Why would you pass?
Is it because of the lower pressure? And it's taking the oxygen out of you?
You're degassing the whole time. And
let's run an experiment.
Like a vacuum.
Yeah. Somebody time me.
Do you remember when the guy jumped out of that balloon?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should
I was trying to use that as an analogy. Yep. Okay, why did he have to wear the suit? Mm-hmm. How long did he have to wear it? And all that other fun stuff.
I wonder if the lack of pressure has something to do with that.
I think
definitely.
It is.
Pressure
I think
on your body.
I think it's pulling the gases.
Sorry.
You know, he said it. Don't you explode.
I was holding my breath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a vacuum, so it's pulling the oxygen out of our bodies.
True.
Mm-hmm. What, how shall I put this one? It certainly is an interesting piece of data from one perspective or another. How much does the average porn star receive per scene?
We're talking about financial?
$200?
Money.
Male or
more
female?
Than $200.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're going to have to wait till next time to figure out what that actual response is. The time has come to say goodbye, my friends. Professor Chow.
Goodbye. See you.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Kagi.
Goodbye.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies and the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.